Well, we're going to eat perhaps a lot come the holiday season, but how healthy are we eating during the holidays? We can have fun and eat healthy as well, and we're going to talk about that today. We have Barb Fuller with us. Barb is the Nutrition and Wellness Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach here for this area. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Here we go again, another holiday, another chance to pile it on.
It is, but there are some ways to still enjoy the holiday season and still enjoy the food.
Well, when we get together, anytime we get together, especially over the holidays, family, friends, it always includes food. I am certain there have got to be some helpful tips that we can use to make sure that we just don't overdo it.
There are. I actually have the top 10 survival tips for healthy holiday eating.
Okay, let's have at it. What are our top tips?
Well, the first one is just to eat a light, healthy snack before a party, which sounds kind of boring, but sometimes when you get to a party, you're just starved and you pile up your plate, so if there's going to be lots of things to snack on, maybe have a snack at home so that you aren't quite so hungry when you get to the party, and then you can curb your hunger and make better choices when you get there.
Does that help us to stop grazing?
Well, it might. If you aren't quite so hungry, then, you know, it's not quite as tempting to take a bite of this and a bite of that.
It seems sometimes we eat just because we don't have anything else to do.
Well, maybe that's true. So, you know, strike up a good conversation or find, you know, somebody that you haven't seen for a while and get reacquainted.
Perfect. All right. So we eat a little healthy snack before we go to the party. What else you got?
Well, limit alcohol. There's nothing wrong with alcohol. Everybody likes to have a toast this time of the year. But alcohol can have a lot of calories. So maybe one drink and then switch to flavored water. There's all kinds of nice, fun flavored waters anymore. Or a diet soft drink, and then you aren't having so many calories. And sometimes it's not the alcohol, it's what you mix in it. Everybody's traditional eggnog has a lot of calories. So if you have a couple of eggnogs, that's almost a day's worth of calories. So trying to limit that alcohol and what you mix in an alcoholic drink.
And that's kind of, isn't that the kind of stuff we tend to overlook? I know when folks are dieting and sometimes trying to keep track of what they're eating, they kind of forget about those things.
That's true. There, you know, beer and wine, and you can have lighter versions if you like, and hard liquor and a cocktail. Sometimes, again, it's what you're mixing it with, but it really does add up in a small amount.
You bet. Very good. Okay, what's next?
Well, bring your own low-fat holiday dish to the party. So if you are taking a healthier choice, then that's something you know that's something good to eat. So maybe those raw fruits and vegetables, and people who like to spend time on Facebook or Pinterest can find all kinds of fun little vegetable platters or fruit platters they can make a fun arrangement with, and then you know that's a good choice when you get there because you brought it.
And, you know, I think you see more of that. Are we a little bit more conscious about things like that, about the fruits and vegetables?
Well, I hope so, because Iowans are pretty bad at eating fruits and vegetables overall. So if we try and incorporate them more into some fun events like a party or some social event, then you're more likely to eat them, even just to graze on them. That's a great thing to snack on.
Yeah. What if we dip them in a little ranch dressing or something like that? Is that a problem?
Well, the word is little. So a little bit of dressing can go a long way, but it does usually flavor up those vegetables. So if it's something maybe you're not so fond of, and anything else, so if it's a cheese dip or cream cheese that you like to spread on celery sticks or something, a little bit goes a long way.
I suppose moderation keeps coming into play.
That's true.
All right, very good. Okay, what's next?
Well, keep those baked goods. So if you like to bake, and I love to bake and make cookies, but I give them away, my neighbors, my friends. I can't have them on hand. I don't need all those piles of cookies and candy sitting there because I'm as bad as anybody else. I'll just have one, and then I'll have another. So take your baking skills and share with some friends. So don't have those baked goods that you like to do piled up at home.
We could make lots of comments about that, but, you know, it's there everywhere we go. And, hey, take them to the office. Let everybody else have some, too.
That's right. It's better than eating the whole batch yourself.
Yeah, we feel like we have to dispose of it. We don't want to waste, but it tends to go to our waste at that point,
yep.
Too.
And a batch of cookies may make 4 to 6 dozen cookies. So that's a lot of cookies if you like to make all the little decorated sugar cookies. And that's a fun family activity. But again, eating them all is a different thing.
Yeah, don't try to keep up with the kids. Their metabolism's burning a lot faster than ours.
Yep. They like to go outside and run around when the weather is nice, so that'd be a good thing for them to do.
That's right. Okay, next we have?
Well, eat a large salad, a nice green salad, or a hot broth-based soup. That does help you feel full, so kind of like having that snack before you go to a party if you're going to a meal that's maybe a little bit later than your usual meal time. And sometimes we have holiday dinners at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or different times than you may normally eat. So again, when you get there, you're starved and you just eat a lot that maybe you shouldn't. So have stack up a little before you go. So a salad or that hot broth-based soup. So a vegetable soup or even like a broth chicken soup will help to make you feel full longer.
Yeah, you bet. And one thing I noticed, Barb, when I go someplace where we have to kind of do a buffet style, is if they have the salad out, we usually just go ahead and do that, take care of it, and then we keep moving down the line and we're taking the rest of our food. And that happens at home, too, when we get people together. Sometimes it's better, I think, for myself, just to make that salad and then go enjoy that first. Otherwise, if I'm doing it all together, I still pile the same amount of food on my plate.
Yeah, that's true. So kind of like the restaurants, if you sit down and you have your salad course or a soup and sit and digest that for a while, you're not as likely to keep piling up that food. You're right.
Slow down a bit.
Yep.
All right.
That's always good advice.
You bet. Well, we want to eat healthy too, right?
That's right. So if you do like to do those baked goods, there are some substitutes that you can put instead of quite so much sugar or quite so much fat. So solid shortenings or butter or margarine in your cookies are baked goods, so one of the traditional swaps that's been around for a while is just to replace the fat with applesauce, and that works pretty good. So 1 cup of butter with 1 cup of applesauce. It may change the taste. And most sweet recipes, so all of those cookies and cakes and things, you can usually reduce the sugar by about a third. So if it calls for 1 cup of sugar, you can reduce it to 2/3, and you aren't really going to miss it. And you'll save a few calories that way.
Oh, very good. Well, calories pile on. It's tough to keep those pounds off over the holidays, isn't it?
That's right. So tip number 7, make a goal with your friend. Make a compact, make a handshake that you're not going to gain any weight or you're maybe going to lose some weight. Every time we have a buddy system, whether it's for going out on a walk or eating a little healthier, that holds you a little bit more accountable. So we don't really have to gain all those calories, and it is sometimes a myth that how much people gain between Thanksgiving and New Year's, and it's probably something that you can keep a little under control if you just have a buddy that tells you to slow down.
Well, and I see your 8th tip here, too, kind of plays right into that whole scheme, because it's the holidays don't have to be a 2 or 3 week period where you feel like you're constantly having to enjoy all the stuff that's around.
That's right. So 3 days, so if we've already counted Thanksgiving as one day, and Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's, whichever one you want to count, so whichever day. And I know sometimes you have family dinners on Sundays, and it starts adding up. But it's that grazing at the office sometimes that can get you into trouble. So pick those 3 days and enjoy it. Enjoy those foods. There are lots of traditional foods at Christmas that maybe you don't see but once a year, so enjoy it. And it's that whole cycle in the year of not getting enough physical activity and too many calories on other days during the year or during this holiday time, and not those 3 days. It's not just Christmas Day that's going to do you in.
Right. And this year, the weather hasn't been near as bad as it has in some other years outside. But just because you can't or don't want to go outside to get that exercise doesn't mean you should just blow it off altogether.
That's right. So, in fact, I think the state parks in Iowa, I know Waubonsie down in Fremont County, have a walk on New Year's Day. It's a New Year's Day start that's kind of a tradition they've been doing, maybe not a long-standing tradition, but the last few years. When the weather is nice, you don't have to go to a state park. You can take your family or your friends, again, take that buddy and go out for a walk. There are 5K runs this time of year, the Jingle Bell runs or hot chocolate runs. If you aren't ready for a 5K, you know, just take a nice long walk if it's not an organized event. But there are some events that are around that are kind of fun to do this time of the year.
Yeah, find what works for you. for your physical situation. I know I couldn't go out and run a 5K right away today, as much as I still think I'm 20 years old. It's just not going to happen right away, but you can always work up to things.
That's right. I'm long past the 5K. I don't know if I ever could run a 5K, but a nice walk on, you know, and it has been exceptionally nice weather this early December. It may change into winter one of these days. So even on a cold day, bundle up, take a short walk, even if it's just around the block or out to the end of the driveway. Get out, get a little activity instead of another cookie.
You bet. Well, we get to number 10, and number 10 is my favorite.
Yes, just, you know, celebrate. Focus on what the holidays are really about, family and friends. Create activities or other ways to get your family active, so maybe playing a game instead of eating. Picking a time together that doesn't always involve a meal. So there are, again, things to do outside. Maybe you could have a scavenger hunt around the house. There are lots of fun activities. And focus on those family and friends and those conversations and not just eating and eating and eating.
The memories you're going to make.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the food and holiday gatherings really go hand in hand. So join in and help yourself to some tasty treats. We have those things that we don't have all year round. And if you've been exercising, you need to keep it up. And if you haven't been, now's a good time to get out and start. So with a dash of discipline and a touch of planning, you'll have a great recipe for holiday fun without the regret that many of us feel the next time we step on the scale.
Yes, we do. I noticed something that you wrote here, too, that hits close to home. It says, there are no good and bad foods, only good and bad eating habits. We have to remember that.
That's true. Sometimes we really characterize it as, oh, that's bad for me, I shouldn't eat that. Well, unless there are some things, maybe, if you have a medical situation. But generally, it's just how much you eat. So those grain products, fruit, vegetables, dairy, protein, everything that fits on my plate are all good things. It's just how much of a habit, bad habit or a good habit, we have for eating those things.
Absolutely. And we can help each other doing that, too. That's always the fun of it. If we're going to get together, we might as well assist each other.
That's right.
Excellent. Well, Barb, thank you so much for the tips. It's always difficult to get through that holiday season. There's so much around, but with a little discipline and perhaps a little help, we can look forward to a very good new year health-wise, too.
I hope everybody has a great 2018.
You and your family have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.